Welcome to the Way of Success. Pastor Banky is teaching the principles of life established in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose kingdom indeed reigns over all. Relax and listen, and you'll be blessed by this message.
Now, Solomon said that if you faint in the day of adversity, in the book of Proverbs, he said, your strength is small. Now, I want to continue from where we stopped, talking about this building a foundation thing. And my emphasis has been on the fact that adversity will come. Times of trials will come. Times of difficulty will come. There is nothing we can do about that. That's part of life. In fact, Jesus will say, to him that overcomes, that's the person I reward. That is, God looks, judges you based on your ability to overcome the times of trial and the times of difficulty. So that those times will come is not in doubt. They will most certainly come. But I said there are different ways by which we can tackle them. We can tackle them without any strength in us, so that these times of trial will come, and then it will overwhelm us. Like we read from the book of Luke, I'm going to read it again, chapter 6. The time of trial can come beat against the house that we have built, which typifies our lives, and then the house collapses, all our endeavors collapse, and it is not because of the storm, because the storms are part of life. Are you getting what I'm explaining? It is because of the lack of strength that is within us. He said, if you faint in the day of adversity, then your strength is small. That is, it's not the adversity, but the lack of strength. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now I said, but there's another way by which you can withstand this, by which you can face this storm. All right, and that's the method in which we face it with a solid foundation. We face it in such a manner that by the time the storm is over, we have only been purified. All the negative things around us has been moved, would have been moved away, and only the strength that is inside us will remain. And that is the way by which we should, and that's what I'm preaching. That is, the first thing we do is to build a foundation for our lives. Anything we want to do, we build a foundation. And we say the real strength, the real foundation is found acting upon the word of God, is found acting upon the principles of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me explain something again. See, you cannot buy a Sony equipment and use a Panasonic manual to run it. You cannot buy a Samsung phone and use an iPhone manual to run it. In the same manner, any equipment, anything that God made, then we must use his manual. You understand my point? God is creator. Now, listen, a lot of people who deny God, the reason is because they don't want to live life with God's methods. Do you get my point? When God says, thou shalt not commit adultery, God is restraining what they want to do. Jesus said it like this, that men love darkness, all right? Because they know if they come out in the light, that men hated the light and loved darkness. Because if they came out into the light from their darkness, their deeds of darkness will be manifested. It will be shown. It will be exposed. So they claim to love darkness. Now, guess what I'm going to explain? It is not because of darkness in itself, but because of their deeds of darkness. A lot of people deny God. It's not because of God in himself. It is, or the absence or presence of God. It is because when you acknowledge God, do you follow my point? Then you have to walk in a manner that shows that you recognize that he's the creator. But whether you deny gravity or not, go and jump from the top of a 50-story building. Then we'll tell the rest of the story after. It is not just denying gravity. It's whether it is there or it's not there. Do you get my point? If gravity is there, jump out, you will die. If gravity is not there, then there's another issue. Your denying it is not the issue. What the issue is. In the same manner, if God is there, denying that there is no God is not going to take him away. If he made the equipment, that is life, if he made the principles of life, and you want to go and use the satanic verses, all right, to run life, then you will most certainly meet failure. If Sonny says, don't plug this thing into a voltage of 220, and you plug it in there, it will blow up. That's what we are talking about, foundation. That, listen, God who made this life is giving us his word, has given us his word by which we run life and make success out of it. You follow what I'm going to explain? And so that's what I've been reading. From that book of Luke chapter 6, he said that the person who will succeed, the wise one, is one who dug deep and then founded his enterprise, founded his house upon the rock. And I said that rock are the principles of God. That rock are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you get my point? Now that rock represents the principles of God. They represent the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. And listen, if you want to be able to stand, which is the second way of facing adversity that I'm talking about, if you want to be able to stand with strength, if you want the adversity to come upon you, but you at the end of the day will remain standing, then you must be built upon the rock. You cannot be built upon quick results. Listen to me. I mean, like, assume you're a pastor. There is a way to grow church quickly. You can go and learn the method of how to make everybody excited to come to your church. You can learn all those methods. It's the times of trial that we know. Are you getting my point? Whether you have built a solid group of people in what you call the church, or you have just gathered jokers together who assemble every Sunday. Do you follow my point? If you want to build a business, it is the time of adversity. Listen, all this on the economy downturn in the world, it will happen again and again. So people like Warren Buffett will tell you that there's nothing strange about that. This thing, they seem to have a cycle. Every few decades, like 20 years, they will come back and then they will go away again. They go, they come, and they go. He personally has lived through three or four of them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So currently, there's a lot of economic downturn. The people like him, they are not moved. I watched him being interviewed once. He said, oh, no, I understand that some of their companies will not do well for this season. He said, but it's just a matter of season. That is, I will live through this season. Then when I come out, I only grow richer. Do you follow my point? The people who don't have strength are the ones that get killed utterly during the time of adversity. The people that have their strength built inside them, who have solid strength of God inside them, they will live through it and come out on top. And that's what I'm trying to teach. How do you build solid strength? Please, my brethren, you will go for the principles of God, even though they don't beget quick results. That's what we are saying. We are talking about having something that endures. Let me tell you something about life. And that's my main message I want to share today. The results of life, God has given it to people to be able to produce through their actions. Now, let me explain what I'm going to explain. There is a pattern that life follows. Number one, something comes out of somebody's spirit. And then number two, the person thinks those things as thoughts. All right? The kind of spirit you have begins to generate certain ideas in your heart and allow certain ideas floating around to impinge upon your soul. Now, because of those thoughts in your heart, actions are taken in your life. Now, God now combines the actions and the thoughts and uses it to bring results into your life. I'm bringing out something that you see, when we're talking about building upon a solid rock in life, the actions you will take as a result of acting upon the words of Jesus will be different from what other people are taking. And that is what will show whether you really believe something or what you don't believe. Now, you know, I said something earlier, that it is not the time of building that we know who is doing the right thing. Do you follow what I'm saying? It is not the time of building. You know, I always like to use marriage as an example. I don't know why. I'm not a marriage counselor, but this thing keeps coming to my mind. After you've gotten married and you are building your family, the way you and your wife relate, all right, at that point in time, is determining what your life will be in future, what your marriage will be like. And your way of relating, are you getting my point, is determined actually by the kind of thoughts that are inside your heart. Let me give you an example. I've heard men say it again and again. You can't trust a woman. And where they read that from, I don't know. Listen, there are evil women around, I know. But so are there evil men. Do you get my point? An evil man should not trust an evil woman. I agree. So if you're an evil person, please don't trust anybody. Are you getting me? Now, but there are good people around. Now, let's assume somebody walks into that. And why such people bother to marry, I don't understand. When you tell me that you can't trust anybody. You're following? Now, because of his thoughts of I can't trust anybody, I can't trust a woman, he gets married. And then he does not trust anything his wife does. Everything is suspicious. Now, whether the woman is trustworthy or not is besides the point now. The issue is that the spirit inside him has energized certain thoughts in his system. And therefore, he has built a wrong foundation. Because the foundation of Jesus is that for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife. If you go and read, and the two of them shall become one flesh. Now, if you and somebody have become one flesh, there should not be, all right, distrust between the two of you. The Bible says that they were naked and not ashamed. Do you get my point? That is, before one another, everything was open. All right, and yet each one was not ashamed. They were totally open towards each other and they were united. Now, I'm bringing out something here. Now, that begins to form actions in their lives. Where they go, where they don't go, when they call, who takes whose calls, who does that, you know, that kind of thing. Do you follow my point? Then that's when the man starts checking whose text messages, who has been sending text messages to his wife. Now, listen to me. Whether the woman is trustworthy or not, this man has sowed a foundation. The day will come, listen, in which there will be trial. The trial can be from the family, that is the extended family. It can be his brother or his sister that said something about his wife, or it can be his wife one day offended him. Whatever it is, the thoughts that have been inside his heart will suddenly cascade as dramatic events, you know, will suddenly develop dramatic events which will end up in serious trouble. The marriage is ended. Now listen to what I'm going to explain. People now want to counsel. Now this is one thing I don't understand. A lot of people who want to counsel don't get the point. Now this is where a lot of people make mistakes. They start analyzing the event that happened that last moment. Why did she say this? Why did he do this? Where did he go? Where did she go? What did he say? What now happened? Well, how did she respond? Listen, that was not where the thing started. The thing started because the man had the wrong spirit, which led him to wrong thoughts. And those thoughts, listen to me, generated actions which eventually produced failure in their lives. Take business again as an example. A lot of people believe that, listen, you have to be sharp, that this life is a difficult place. A man must get all he can and can all he gets. Your destiny is in your hands. That's what they keep saying. A man must strive. They believe all of those things. They don't remember that Jesus has said something. And these are the thoughts of Jesus. Take no thought for the morrow. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, and wherewithal shall you be clothed. He said, after these things the Gentiles seek, but you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Walk in purpose. Paul said, walk in godly holiness and godly sincerity, and what you will experience is the grace of God. What it means is that if I do that which is right, the Bible says my bread will be sure and my water will not fail. I believe that. Are you getting my point? I believe that as God watches over the birds of the air and over the grass of the field, more importantly, he watches over me. I believe that my children will never go hungry in life. It will not happen that they will be homeless or that I will not have money to pay their fees. I believe that the blessing of God upon me will cover them continually. Because of that, I'm not interested in quick money. I'm not interested in duping people. Now, a man goes into business. If he believes this, then he can focus on the fact, listen, that I'm supposed to do business to be a blessing. Now, I'm bringing up something. He has a spirit. It has produced thoughts, all right? And then those thoughts are now producing actions. So when he wants to do business, he'll tell him, listen, I'm supposed to bless people. Any fake product is not supposed to be sold here. Everything must be properly labeled according to their quality, and the prices must reflect accordingly. He said, oh, God, it is these cheap ones that the money day. He said, no, it is not the money day that I'm looking for. I am looking for the blessing that will come upon me when somebody has used something he or she purchased from my shop. Do you get my point? I want people to speak good about me. The Bible says that a good name is better than silver and gold. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? That is, it is more important that God, the blessing, all right, that blessings are poured upon me from the satisfied soul of those who I have ministered to than for me to collect their money. Listen, they will pay for the goods and services, but my primary concern is that the services and goods must be good. Do you get my point? Now listen, my thoughts have now produced actions. This man's thoughts have produced actions. And these actions are the things that determine whether he will succeed ultimately in life or he will not succeed. Please listen to me. I am teaching how to build a solid foundation. A solid foundation is by imbibing the right principles, what Jesus called his righteousness. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will be added to you. A lot of people who tell me, you know, I've said this again and again, but of course I can't say it enough. A lot of times people come and tell you, listen, they come and tell you that which is worrying them. Now, that's why I told you this train of thought. Don't forget what I said. We have a spirit, we have an attitude, a baseline situation in our hearts. And that interacts with the environment, interacts with the words that we hear, interacts with the things that we see, and produces thoughts in our mind. Those thoughts produce actions, and those actions now determine whether we will fail or we will succeed. What God actually gives to the righteous man is to show him the path of life, what to do and what not to do. Are you getting my point? Because there's something about God you should understand. God is not partial. Listen, he's not even partial towards his children. He told the children of Israel that when he was taking them out of Egypt into the promised land, he said, I'm not taking you out. He said, I'm not bringing you into the land because of your righteousness, but rather I'm using you to replace a group of people in accordance with the promise I've made to your fathers. I'm using you to replace a group of people that I'm removing because of their own wickedness. What he was saying is this: the land is becoming empty because of judgment for their wickedness. You are coming in as a replacement. He now warned. He said, if you do the things that they did in that land, I'm not a partial God. Are you getting me? I will do to you exactly like I did to them. I drove them out by troubles, by pestilence, by battles, all right? By famine. I will drive you away also in the same fashion. There will be pestilence, there will be battles, people will come attack you and overcome you. There will be troubles on every side. He said, these troubles are going to be because you have done that which is wrong. I'm talking about God not being partial. Because he just said something, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things that I say? This is what marks out a believer, a child of God, a Christian. It is not that he goes to church, do you get my point? But that the right spirit inside him has produced the right thoughts in his heart, and they are producing the right actions. And upon that, God will base the stability of his life in the time of troubles. Do you follow my point? Therefore, James said, why do you just say I have faith? He said, no, I will show you my faith by my works. Listen, your works, oh my God, your works must be different from those who are around you if your faith is different from theirs. Do you follow what I'm explaining? That is, the attitude with which you face life must be different from those who are around you if indeed your faith is different from their own. And it is that difference that God builds the security of your life upon. Don't forget what I said, that your actions are the seeds for your tomorrow. And that's why it's so important. Now, there's something I said earlier, which I shouldn't forget to develop fully. And that's the issue of digging. Of digging. It's a continual process. You continually lay a foundation. You remove all those negative things that are inside your heart. I was saying something earlier. A lot of times people come and say that, oh, they are being afflicted. Witches are worrying them. You know, somebody is putting a curse upon them. And then people now start going to go and pray. They pour anointing oil. They use Holy Ghost fire. They use all night prayer. They use all kinds of things. One thing they don't remember is that before any of these things can work, my actions must change. Do you follow my point? Now listen, this is what God does for you as a Christian, as a believer, if you believe in the Lord Jesus. He gives you a right spirit, a new spirit, which begins to guide your heart in the direction of new thoughts. You listen to me on a broadcast like this. You listen to other preachers. You read books. You read your Bible. You go to church on Sunday. And new thoughts are being injected into your heart. And you're able to receive those thoughts because of the new spirit that God has poured into you. Listen, to get that spirit, you go to God and say, God, pour a new spirit into me. Do you follow my point? Now, as you are imbibing those new thoughts, that's when new actions that start coming out. Listen, if you don't have new actions coming out of your life, you really have not believed yet. Listen, the foundation for life is what I am discussing. The times of trials, the times of affliction, they will come. But it's possible for you to be so solidly developed, having produced, all right, a new lifestyle based upon the words of Jesus, that the times of affliction will come, yet you will be there and you will still be standing.
We trust that you were blessed by the message. More materials and information about Kingdom Word Ministries are freely obtainable when you visit us at kwm.com.ng or pastorbanky.com. We would like to hear from you on how much this production has blessed you. Please write us at mails@kwm.com.ng or P.O. Box 2273, Enugu, Nigeria.